This is Ed Chat Maine, the podcast. Hosted by the Ed Chat Maine design team, Billy Cochran, Matt Drouet Card, Jen Michaelis, John Pratt, Becca Redman, Dan Ryder, Andy Wallace, and Jonathan Werner. Find Ed Chat Maine online at hashtag EdChatME or on our website, edchatme.weebly.com. It's Friday, April 8th, 2016. I'm Matt Drouet Card, Curriculum Instruction Assessment Coordinator for AOS 94 out of Dexter, Maine. You can find me, follow me on Twitter at Drouet Card. That's at DrewettCard. Or you can go to my website and read my blog and things, like which is at Matt Drouet Card. That's Matt Drouet Card at Weebly.com. It's a lot easier just to find me on Twitter, though, and get to my website from there. Anyway, I'm Matt. So what I'm doing is I'm here just to kind of give a little quick little teaser for Monday's chat. Monday, April 11th, 2016, will feature the very beginning of a conversation that we and Ed Chatman are going to be having over the next 5 or 6 weeks. In Maine, we have this thing called the Proficiency-Based Diploma Law. To give you a little bit of backup and a little bit of backstory, I should say, the Proficiency-Based Diploma Law has been in place for a few years now. What it means is that schools are moving away, high schools and all schools are moving away from a traditional credit-based seat time diploma, and instead we're measuring students' performance based on proficiency. And we'll get into what proficiency means in a moment. A part of this proficiency-based diploma is that all students must meet the content areas, be proficient in the content areas, but also the guiding principles. If you're not from Maine, it's okay, we forgive you. I'm actually not originally from Maine. I'm always – they say I'm from away. I'll never be a Mainer, but that's okay. I'm originally from Connecticut. Not that you needed to know that. But Maine has had these their standards for a long time now, and part of those standards have been these things called guiding principles. And the guiding principles are these general areas that go beyond academics. They're not just what we think students should know content-wise. They're how we think people should be, you know, like a clear and effective communicator. What are those real skills that you're going to need, a student's going to need, a person's going to need in order to be successful in basically any area, in any field, whether they go to college or they go to career or they go international or they do whatever? What are they going to need? So they're going to have to be, you know, self-directed lifelong learners. They're going to have to be integrated and informed thinkers, creative and practical problem solvers, these bigger concepts and bigger ideas. When you bring into the mix a proficiency-based diploma rule, a proficiency-based world, which is, you know, no longer based on a seat time aggregate of average information, now you have an issue with how are we going to do the guiding principles? How are we going to ensure that our students are meeting these things when these are huge concepts? These are huge, long-lasting, lifelong skills that, you know, most adults are still learning how to master, let alone a 15, a 16, or an 18-year-old student. So what we're going to start doing in EdChat Maine is start unpacking these. We're in a proficiency-based world in our state, and part of that is identifying what proficiency is. The definition that I prefer the most is this one called, where we're working with my district, which is independently apply all expectations. But along with that, with proficiency, people jump to grading. So let's talk about grading for a second. With grading, you have to measure, you're measuring student performance and you're giving them a whatever it is, A, B, D, 4, 3, 2, 1, whatever the grading mechanism that you're using in your school district is, how are you going to put those into a grade? How are you going to put the guiding principles into that grade? How are you going to grade those? Do you grade them separately? Do you grade them with the academics? Is it important to separate academics and behaviors? And that's one of the things we're going to discuss on Monday. And we're also going to discuss the struggles and the barriers, the challenges and pitfalls that come from when you are separating these things out. A lot of schools in Maine and across the country are going to these things called habits of mind or habits of work, or CTE programs often call them soft skills. So let's measure those. What if we separate them out? Really, to what extent do these grades explicitly and intentionally align to the guiding principles? Because our law says we have to be measuring, our students have to be proficient in the guiding principles. Do those habits of work, habits of mind, or soft skills, do they actually align to guiding principles? And if so, how? How hard is it to build curriculum around the guiding principles? Which guiding principle is easiest? Which guiding principle is going to be most common to go? What's the hardest? What's going to be the one that's going to give more folks than not real challenges? And one of the core components of our EdChat main discussions are next steps. What are we going to do next? What needs to happen other than time and money to do this, to intentionally integrate the guiding principles into our classrooms and schools? So that's the really general teaser overview of what's happening on Monday, April 11th at 8:30 Eastern on EdChat Maine, or hashtag EdChatME. I will be moderating. I will likely be moderating from my three-year-old's bedroom. I'm trying to put her to sleep. And so if nothing else, come on in to see how that works out. After this week, after we do this introductory into the guiding principles, what we're going to do as a team is we are going to dive deep into each particular guiding principle and ask the same questions to try to get some of the same problems. What are the struggles and barriers and pitfalls that come from measuring? How are you going to measure clear and effective communicator? How do you do that? What does that look like? And so we're going to integrate an informed thinker. We're going to get into that over the next few weeks. If you want to see the schedule of upcoming events, go to our website, edchatme.weebly.com. There's a whole page of upcoming and archives. You can also look back and see all of our chats from this past year and read those. And there's some amazing information and amazing people on there. And we hope to see you. It's going to be a great chat. It's going to be a great discussion on Monday at 8:30, April 11, 2016. I'm Matt Drekhard. And for the rest of the design team, including Billy Cochran, Jen Michaelis, John Pratt, Becca Redman, Dan Ryder, Andy Wallace, and Jonathan Warner, we hope to see you on Monday, April 16th. And thank you very much for coming.